Walt Disney Company Chairman Michael Eisner suffered a pair of setbacks yesterday as he battles to hold on to his job. The nation's largest public pension fund said it would vote against Eisner at the upcoming shareholders meeting, and a shareholder advisory service urged a no vote on Eisner's re-election to the Disney board. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
On Wednesday, shareholder advisory firm Glass Lewis & Company urged a no vote on Michael Eisner's re-election as chairman of the Disney Company. Greg Taxon is Glass Lewis's chief executive.
We believe that Mr. Eisner's reign has been riddled with problems that have affected shareholder value.
In a statement, Disney dismissed Glass Lewis as an upstart company trying to divert attention from what it called Disney's laser focus on building shareholder value. But Glass Lewis is not alone. Earlier, the influential advisory firm Institutional Shareholder Services also recommended a no vote on Eisner. The recommendation bolsters dissident former board members Roy Disney and Stanley Gold, who have called for Eisner's dismissal. Roy Disney, Walt's nephew, has charged that Eisner has failed to revitalize the ABC network, has allowed Disney to lose its preeminence in animation, and has driven a large number of talented executives from the company. In a related development, the giant public pension fund CalPERS, or the California Public Employees Retirement System, said it too has lost confidence in Eisner.
Eisner's been at the helm of this company for many years, but for the last 5 to 10 years, the performance of this company has just been dismal.
Brad Pacheco is a CalPERS spokesman.
We feel the board needs to make some hard decisions, and one of those is just to cut its ties with Eisner and get some leadership and put this company in the right direction.
Disney said its board does not agree with the CalPERS critique of its management. Eisner is running unopposed, but a sizable no vote at the shareholders' meeting on March 3rd would put pressure on the board to replace him. Analysts say anything close to a 20% vote against his re-election would be significant. It is unclear how a no vote would affect a pending takeover offer from Comcast, the cable giant. While Disney rebuffed Comcast's original offer, many observers expect the company to return with a sweetened bid, particularly if Disney stock begins to slump. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.